Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
This is Blake Lindsay, and I want to welcome you to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. If you have someone significant in your life, whether that be your spouse, mom, dad, or sibling, maybe a friend or your children, it is important every now and then to let them know what they mean to you. Today, Zieg talks about different ways we can let our spouses know that we love them. But really, this message is also true for anyone important in your life. As Zieg reminds us, it doesn't always have to involve a lot of time, but you will reap huge benefits from your acts of kindness. Let's listen to Zieg.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
In communication, sometimes, you know, humor expresses a whole lot. I heard about this old boy that says, you know, I just love my wife so much, sometimes it's all I can do to keep from telling her. Now, you know, the irony of that is that there's a lot of truth in what he said. Some men and some women, for whatever reason, are reluctant to tell the most important person in their life that they really do love them. They say, well, I'm just not that way. And then they wear it as a badge of honor. That's the way I am, and therefore, that makes it right. My friend, that does not make it right. The good news is you can change. You are not stuck with the way you are. You can grow. You can change that sort of thing. Like somebody asked this fellow, when should you tell your wife you love her? And he said, before somebody else does. And, you know, again, there's a considerable amount of truth in that statement. A sense of humor is important. A sense of communication also is extremely important. Want to build that happy, beautiful relationship? We need to remember the special occasions. Now, Christmases, birthdays, Valentine's Day, anniversary, and all of those other things. A few years ago, I got a neat little birthday card from the redhead, and it was showed these two little animal characters, and on the front it said, hug, hug, kiss, kiss, clutch, clutch. And on the inside, it said, it never hurts to review the basics. I know there was so much in that. I recently got a birthday card also from the redhead, and the outside of it said, I'm a sweet potato, therefore I am. And on the inside, it said, happy birthday to my exceptional sweet potato. Well, now, since you don't know what significance that has, I would have to explain. The last recording in this series is entitled, Love is a Baked Sweet Potato. Now, you'll have to come, of course, to understand what we're talking about when I say love is a baked sweet potato. But this card was significant. Now, how much did it cost? Well, I'm trying to see the price on it. It's not that expensive. But the important thing is this was a special card. It said, honey, I took time out. I located something just for you that's important. We don't want to forget those gifts, those occasions. It doesn't have to be expensive, but let me give you a little word of caution. I watched a lady one night. Her husband had brought her an item. It was an item of clothing. And she proceeded to ream him up one side and down the other. You know I don't look good in pink. Besides, it's the wrong side. We don't need to be spending money on something. Oh, I mean, she really read him the right act. I felt so sorry for the poor guy. I'll bet you he never buys her anything else. She taught him well. Now, I know this is going to sound like bragging. As I've said earlier, we've been married 44 years. In 44 years, I've never made a mistake in the selection of a gift. Whether it's an item of clothing or anything else, it is always the right size, the right color, exactly what she wanted and was hoping I would bring her. I mean, everything that I brought her has always been just right. Now, many times I never see the item again. Because she has taken it back and got something that did fit or something that she did want. But look at all of the encouragement I got in the meantime, you know. I just really wanted to try again and try again. Let me say it again. Behavior which is recognized and rewarded will be repeated. One little word of advice, fellas, if you buy your wife an item of clothing, get her a petite and save the sales slip. Now, that way you're going to be, you're going to be in good shape. And ladies, remember, if he brings you the wrong fragrance or the wrong size or the wrong color or whatever, you know, don't chew him out about it. Remember, he was thinking about you. And isn't that the important thing? Communicate. I remember one Christmas 3 or 4 years ago, my wife, as you know by now, is a very gracious lady, and we were talking about gifts, and she said, "Honey, let's don't go overboard this Christmas. You can get me just something little. A diamond will be fine." I mean, you know, that's her nature. She communicates things like that for me. This story was told as the truth. I assume that it is. In the Midwestern community, a man and his wife were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. That's a special occasion, obviously, in many people's lives. My wife and I have been celebrating our 50th for about 15 years. We heard so much about it that we just decided to start celebrating early. And I'm here to tell you, that's quite a celebration. Well, anyhow, the whole city turned out, in this little town. They had a little tea that morning about 10 o'clock. They had a luncheon at noon. They had an afternoon session. They had a banquet that night. I mean, they were really honoring them. When the bride and groom got home that evening about 10 o'clock, as had been their custom for years and years, he went back to the kitchen to prepare a piece of toast and a small glass of milk, and he put the butter on the toast and put the jelly on. He had always done that for years and years. Then he called his wife back to the kitchen. Now, it could be because of the emotion of the moment. It could have been because they were absolutely exhausted. But when she saw the toast and milk, she broke down in tears. And he said, "Well, honey, what's the matter?" She said, "I would have thought that on this most special of all occasions that you would not have given me the end piece of bread." He looked at her in shock and said, "Why, honey, that's my favorite piece." "I thought it was your favorite piece too." Now I can relate to that because actually I don't call it the end, I call it the beginning. See, negative people call it the end. Every loaf of bread's got two beginnings, actually. I like the beginning piece and I prefer it. But think of the irony of that. They had been married all of those years, and she had never communicated to him that that was not her favorite piece. A recent survey revealed that over 75% of the women and 73% of the men wished that their mates would share their feelings more with them, how they feel about this particular thing. Because it's only when we share our feeling that things really begin to happen. I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, that the average man speaks 10,000 words a day, whereas the average woman speaks 25,000 words a day. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. Fellas, your wife does not want you to use a single one of those words to tell her how pretty another woman is. Now, I'll tell you right now, if you want to create problems, you just compliment another woman for her beauty. Now, it's okay to say, you know, that is a beautiful dress she's wearing. And then you would really look good in that. Now, that's okay, but you never compliment another woman on her beauty. Like you never say in the presence of your child, my, what a handsome little boy, or my, what a pretty little girl. Your child then might be led to believe that you think that boy or that girl is more handsome or more beautiful than they are. You compliment a person on manners that you would want your child to emulate. Not on the fact that they might be more attractive. On average, you know, and I keep talking about average, and I understand that averages are misleading. For example, I can put one of my feet in a bucket of ice water and one of my feet in a bucket of boiling water, and on average, I'm not comfortable. But when you look at a lot of these averages, we have to use some of them to establish some points. I also know that you can drown in a river with an average depth of 18 inches. But when you start talking about communicating and expressing feelings, the need for those feelings to be expressed are so great. Words were important to Thomas Carlyle, but he didn't realize just how important until after the death of his wife, whom he sometimes neglected in life. In his diary was found what has been termed by some the saddest sentence in the English language. Carlyle wrote, "Oh, that I had you yet for 5 minutes by my side, that I might tell you all." C.S. Lewis put it this way, "It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete till it is expressed. It is frustrating to have discovered a new author and not be able to tell anyone how good he is. To come suddenly at the turn of the road upon some mountain valley of unexpected grandeur and then have to keep silent because the people with you care for it no more than for a tin can in the ditch, to hear a good joke and find no one to share it with." Oh, that is sad. Now, I know there are some people who cannot verbalize their feelings well. Those people need to learn to write letters, write notes, express themselves in that way. But when you verbalize things, it really does have an impact. I was so excited. I recently did a seminar in Boston, Massachusetts. And then the next day, all day long, I was on my book tour promoting this book, Courtship After Marriage. Then the next day I was in New York City, went to place after place, radio, TV, newspapers, and over and over and over I was talking about the book and talking about my relationship. The bottom line is, by the end of the second week, because I'd said the same thing so many times in the course of those 2 days, I found myself more excited about getting home than I'd been in I do not remember when. I could not wait. The redhead was out somewhere. I could not wait until I could get her on the phone and share with her my excitement about coming home. I took that opportunity on the trip home to write her another letter, which I write from time to time. The verbalizing will absolutely bring you closer as husband and wife.
Boy, that really makes you think how important it is to let those you love know it. In fact, right after our podcast, pick up the phone or walk into the other room, go find someone important to you right away, and let them know how special they are to you. I don't want you to get away before I can let you know how much all of us here at Ziegler's appreciate you. Please tell a friend about our Inspire podcast so that we can share Zig's message with even more people. This is Blake Lindsay. Now go live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.